Medicinal cannabis has been approved for over-the-counter sale in pharmacies, but what's actually happening with it in pharmacies? Because at the moment, there's nothing approved. Helen O'Byrne is president of the Tasmanian Pharmacy Guild and owns a pharmacy herself in Launceston. G'day, Helen.
Good morning.
So, what's the story in Tasmania with over-the-counter cannabis sales? Like, what kind of products will be allowed when we have them?
Well, it's quite complicated. There has been a decision by the Therapeutic Goods Administration to down-schedule cannabidiol, which is a part of cannabis. Mm-hmm. It's a part that doesn't cause as many sort of, the high effect that you might get. And it's only in products that contain under 150 milligrams and also such low dose, and also packets of less than 30 or less. And that was a decision that came from a decision that the delegate made, which is from the Department of Health. And it came out of a Senate inquiry from 2019 about how unavailable cannabis is to the general public. So it was then reviewed, mm-hmm. and the safety of this CBD was assessed. And the safety of 150 milligrams and less was assessed as being appropriate to be sold over the counter. However, at the moment, as you quite rightly said, there is no product registered with the Therapeutic Goods Association to be sold in Australia. So now what has to happen is one of the companies that manufactures CBD oil will need to provide evidence of efficacy, so provide evidence that it works for the indication they're saying, and also safety and quality for it to be approved and for it to be sold in pharmacies. So there's quite a long way to go.
How long do you reckon, Helen, that is all that going to take?
That's a lot of people are speculating about that. Some people are saying it's a year away. Others are saying it's 5 years. The process they have to go through is very, very rigorous, and they have to provide a lot of evidence. And whether that evidence is available or not is, we don't really know. So in some ways it's one step forward, but it's also going to be now up to the drug companies or the pharmaceutical companies that make this to do the heavy lifting.
Are there companies in Tassie doing that?
There are companies growing cannabis in Tasmania, but as I understand, not manufacturing, no. So, it's quite an unknown.
CBD oil is pretty easily available right around Australia, but technically it's still therefore illegal if you're buying it from someone producing it?
Yes, that's correct. So there's no products approved in Australia. The process that you're meant to go through to get it in Australia is to have it prescribed by a doctor. And each state has their own rules about that. And in Tasmania, it is particularly difficult to get that prescribed by a doctor. And certainly it's not available through your GP in Tasmania.
What do you hear anecdotally through the Pharmacy Guild and just through your own customers about people who are choosing to use these products themselves anyway?
Yeah, just from my own experience, I do have customers who are making that decision to access it illegally, I suppose, and then they don't have any idea of what dose they're meant to be taking. I don't have any idea of what dose they're meant to be taking. Often the products won't even have any dose written on the product, so we don't even know what they're getting. It's quite stressing at times because we're in a position where we just don't know how to advise these people on how to take the medication.
We heard earlier today in one of the mainland newspapers that there seems to be a really high use of antidepressants amongst children under 18 years of age. Are you seeing much evidence of that? Question with no notice.
There's one or two antidepressants that are indicated for people under 18. But yes, I suppose on the ground we do see that happening a little bit more than you would consider has happened in the past. And I suppose some of that comes out of the mental health issues that have come, over the last couple of years, or the issues around COVID. And but I think that yes, there. Whether the evidence just hasn't been presented yet, we just don't have enough evidence to be able to make that decision. So it's up to the clinician at this point to make the decision whether it's an appropriate to prescribe.
Sue is asking, thanks so much, why can't CBD oil products be imported that maybe have been approved elsewhere?
So in Australia, to import a product, it has to be prescribed by a GP and also be approved by the Therapeutic Goods Association to be imported. So there is a lot of paperwork that has to be filled in by the GP or the prescribing doctor in Tasmania. And you have to show that there's no other product available that's registered by the TGA in Australia for that issue, that you've got all that indication, and then you might be able to get that product in. So, yes, it's not as legally available in Australia as perhaps in other jurisdictions.
Thanks, Helen.
Oh, yes, it's a very complicated subject.
Sure is, yeah. And certainly a year to 5 years away, you reckon, before there's CBD oil in our pharmacies?
Well, probably, yes.
Wow.
And, yes, it's kind of like a bit of a red herring in some ways because of that, yes.
Well, thanks for the information. That's Helena Byrne, President of the Tasmanian Pharmacy Guild.